College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs. Don't be a loser. Beat Migs. You're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
I'm going to jump, but I kind of have to pee.
Oh, Steve's doing something.
I'm doing the Beavis and Butthead.
Is that what that is?
I don't know.
Well, you're not jumping. You're more trying to thrusting.
I got bad knees.
Yeah.
All right, I'm into this dancing thing now, I have to say.
It really energizes me.
I never wanted to see that, though, Steve.
That's what energizes me, is the look on Sarah's face when I try and dance. As a dance student, she doesn't appreciate my skills.
I don't think she probably learned that dance in her school.
She must have slept in that day.
I'm going to, like, literally Google Beavis and Butthead and see if you did it right at all. Today we have Anthony from Lacey. Anthony, are you there?
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Anthony.
Oh, hello there.
I am Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. For those playing at home, Anthony has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
No. Some of these questions that you picked aren't that easy, Sarah.
I have faith in you, Anthony, all right? The word Tamagotchi is a combination of 2 words, friend and what popular breakfast food item?
Pancakes?
No.
Pass.
The San Francisco 49ers have won how many Super Bowls?
5.
Yes. What band had the early 2000s album titled By the Way?
Linkin Park?
No.
Metallica?
No.
Slash?
No. When it comes to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, what color bandana does Donatello wear?
Red.
No.
Purple.
Yes. What Las Vegas hotel has used the slogan, just the right amount of wrong?
Hilton?
No.
Not bad.
What state has the most tornadoes on average?
Tennessee?
No.
Texas?
Yes. The first Lollapalooza happened in what early 90s year?
92?
No! Oh. So close. Anthony, you got 3 correct.
There were some toughies in there.
Yeah, would you have gotten about the same score?
I think I would have done a little bit better, but I don't think I'm feeling confident that I could beat Migs.
But you could beat Anthony.
I could beat Anthony.
What you're saying. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
The word Tamagotchi is a combination of 2 words, friend and what popular breakfast food item?
Oh, egg.
Yes. The San Francisco 49ers have won how many Super Bowls?
4.
No.
5.
Yes. What band had the earliest 2000s album titled By the Way?
Is that the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
It is.
Nice.
When it comes to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, what color bandana does Donatello wear?
Red.
No.
Purple.
Yes.
Nice.
What Las Vegas hotel has used the slogan, just the right amount of wrong?
Ooh. I'm going to go with the Hard Rock.
No.
The Bellagio?
No.
The Ramada Inn?
No. Which state has the most tornadoes on average?
Texas?
Yes. The first Lollapalooza happened in what early 90s year?
1991.
Correct. What is the name of the sea that lies between Europe and Africa?
The Caspian?
No.
The Dead?
No.
The Sea of Tranquillite?
No. Who was the Greek god of the underworld?
Oh, Aquaman.
No.
Poseidon?
No. Just no. It doesn't matter, though, because you got 6 correct, which was double Anthony's score.
All
6-3.
Let's go.
Sorry,
Anthony.
You tried
care,
your
Anthony.
Best.
I liked Anthony's voice, though. That was sultry.
It was sexy.
It was. Is that his normal voice, or do you think he just woke up?
That was his beat mix voice.
Oh, yeah. I'm so impressed that you knew, you seem to know that friend and egg are Tamagotchi.
Well, because it looks like an egg.
Oh, you genius man.
Wow.
Thank you. Say it again for the people in the back.
Genius man.
I'm really shocked, actually.
That was a lucky guess, actually.
Does anyone know the Las Vegas hotel that uses the slogan, just the right amount of wrong? In my opinion, it's one of the most schwanky, sexy hotels.
The Wynn or something?
No, it's the same name as a cocktail.
The Cosmopolitan.
Yes.
Oh.
Have you stayed there?
Absolutely. I stayed there for my Dirty 30.
Oh.
It cost me a fortune.
What are we talking? Like four figures?
Yes.
A night?
Yes.
What?
Excuse me?
That's a bougie party.
I have never paid that much for a hotel.
Well, there was...
I get mad when it's over $200, and even though I know 2024 and everything's over $200 at a hotel, I'm like, back in my day, you could stay somewhere for a good $120.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is a Mexican restaurant chain in Pennsylvania called Nido Burrito.
Which is the greatest name. How has this not become like a full-on chain?
I'm obsessed with it. And they're getting some free publicity right now. However, they did not necessarily ask for this kind of publicity. Not even sure they want it. Someone was experimenting with AI and made an unofficial ad for them that's basically half commercial, half horror movie.
Yeah, but you say like that. Maybe they don't want it because it has a lot of really intense images in it. But I feel like they're going to get a whole new slew of customers because of how insane this video is.
Artificial intelligence can do it all.
This might be one of the few times where I'm really a fan of artificial intelligence.
It's so weird. The video incorporates skeletons, snakes, worms, maggots.
Hot emo looking devil girls.
What up?
Right?
Yeah.
Who's licking a
She's
burrito.
She's licking the burrito.
She's licking the burrito. She's giving that burrito a good time.
She looks like she knows what she's doing, even in the artificial intelligence world. Here is the song, though, that goes along with it that AI made for Nido Burrito.
Nido Burrito, not so neat if you eat it right. Nido Burrito, last game and six Doritos all night. Nido Burrito, you can ask them what they eat. You want not human meat, cows and sheep, second feet and bread.
Kevin Deers will actually be playing this on Metal Shop tomorrow night at 10 p.m.
If he wasn't, he better. I love the part. It's like, yeah, any meat you want, just not human meat, but cow meat's fine. The video is insane. And if you just look up Rejected Burrito Restaurant AI commercial, it's got like this demonic looking dudes with face tattoos and these skeletons that are like a mariachi band.
And even the avocados have pentagrams carved into them.
Yes.
It's odd, but it's kind of funny.
Like, I can understand if you're a family establishment, this is probably not what you want out there to promote your business. But I definitely want to try a Nido Burrito now.
The Nido Burrito commercial creator said, to be clear, the burrito restaurant never asked or wanted an AI commercial, and I did not intend for it to turn out so offensive. They are actually a very nice family restaurant with typical burritos on par with Chipotle, and the imagery shown does not reflect the values of the owners, employees, or the brand itself.
Well, that was nice of the person.
It's like, hey guys, sorry.
This is the most metal commercial I've ever seen, though.
Okay, looking at this commercial and the girls involved in the commercial, can somebody please make us a Daily Migs commercial in the same vein? I want to see these girls promote our show.
With their tongues?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we know what Danny's fantasy is this weekend.
I mean,
how do you even get this made? Like, I've gone on some different AI software on like these like different phone apps and things, and nothing comes out nearly as cool as this.
No, it's pretty rad. 206-803-ROCK. Please feel free to call us at any point during the show. Speaking of food.
Okay.
There is a new poll that found out that the average American is spending over $2,500 a year on restaurant food.
Mainly at Nido Burrito.
That's where I'm spending my money. That's over $200 a month. And
that sounds about right.
For some people, you like to try to save a little money and maybe order off the kids' menu. But a lot of places don't let you do that.
Oh, so you want to go there as an adult. A 30-something-year-old adult and say, hey, I want the dino nuggets or whatever the whatever the kids' menu thing
grilled
is.
Cheese. Yeah. Well, 77% of adults think that they should be allowed to order off of the kids' menu without having to have a child present.
I don't see what's wrong with that.
Some places allow it, some places don't.
I would like to ask the person who says no to it and say, what's the issue? Well, you're not a kid. I'm like, okay, but if I had a kid here, you would have no problem giving me this food. It's the same portion. I'm not asking for an adult-sized version of this kid's meal. I just want the kid's meal. I probably wouldn't get into an argument with this because I just pick my battles. I'm like, this isn't worth an argument. But in my head, I'd be thinking, you're really being okay, rule stickler. I'm sorry, I'm not a child.
Just because it's a child's price point.
Well, I think about because we go to one place and we love their food, but they make the best peanut butter and jelly sandwich that we get for Tatum there.
At a restaurant?
Yes. Shout out to Farm 12 in Puyallup. Their peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I believe it's on the kids' menu, is on a whole other level. And I'm always so happy because Tatum doesn't ever finish it, so I get to enjoy the rest of it. I'm like, one of these times I'm just going to go there and order the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
And see if you can actually get it.
I feel like they'll let it happen.
Because apparently 21% of us have tried to order off the kids' menu, and a third of those people said they have been rejected at least once.
This is the way you do it. My husband.
Okay, Sarah has a way.
Well, my husband has a way because, you know, my husband likes to eat, but he also likes chicken nuggets or just like plain noodles or a plain little pizza.
Is he a noodles and butter kind of guy?
Oh, yeah.
See, I knew I loved George for many reasons. And this might be the one on top of that list.
Yeah, he's cool with just pasta and just throw a little parm on it. You know, like he's fine. But he will order a regular meal. And then he will order off the kids' menu. And usually they're cool with that because they're like, okay, you're getting a normal size meal and paying.
Wait, they make it a point to say, well, we're going to make this happen because you're getting an adult meal as well?
Yes, yes. If he just wanted the kids' menu, they wouldn't allow it.
But I'm still going to tip the person fine, but in my back of my mind, I'm like, this is going to affect your tip that you need to tell me that. Like, okay, thank you, martyr waiter. thank you so much for letting me know you're letting this slide because I'm buying an adult meal too.
But is that better than them not letting it slide and then being like, no, you still can't do that?
No, I think if you say no, I'm just like, why do you care? Why are you fighting me over
the
this?
Money.
Yeah, the money. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Okay, now next question. Do you think that this could possibly work? What if you order the kids' meal to go?
Oh, so it's for my kid that we left at home?
Yeah.
Unsupervised?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend does that.
Work?
Mm-hmm. Okay. During COVID a lot.
We're going to try it.
Yep.
So you said that you should be able to order up the kids' menu anywhere. Think about it like this. Anyone can get a Happy Meal at any time, right?
That's a very solid point.
And a lot of people are confirming. Farm 12 is amazing. Farm 12 is incredible.
Wow.
Obviously, you've never been there. It's not like you end up in Puyallup very often.
Well, you haven't invited me.
Well, come to Puyallup. Let's all go to Farm 12.
Okay, I'm in.
We got to get there early, though, because that place gets packed.
Like, is it a place where it has like a line out the door and you got to put your phone number down and all that kind of thing?
100%.
Wow.
Like if you get there, especially on the weekends, like there's like sometimes several hour waits.
So aside from the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, what else are they known for? What else is a specialty?
Well, because they have their own farm and everything is just fresh food.
Are there cows?
No, just like that, maybe somewhere. I haven't seen them, but but like lots of like vegetables. They're growing and things along those lines, but everything is very fresh and just delicious. I had like some curry bowl thing that they made that was just next level.
Nice. Is the farm
they use like a homemade rice cake that they put in the curry bowl. So as it's sitting there and it's saturating, it stops being like a hard rice cake and actually becomes like a soggy rice thing, and it's awesome.
I'm getting really
I know
hungry.
I'm not doing a good job selling it, but it's delicious.
No, you are. I'm getting hungry right now.
Yeah, this place is phenomenal.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, have you ever thought about your legacy? If so, what do you want to be remembered for? Besides, of course, you know, things like being a good spouse, being a wonderful parent, being a good coworker, family member, that kind of stuff.
A good parent to a martial arts student.
Oh, I'm trying my best over here, Steve. That is currently not my legacy, is martial arts mom. 206-803-ROCK. Call us up now and tell us what you would like to be remembered for. There's been a survey conducted of 2,000 adults that have revealed that it's not fortune or fame that Americans want to be remembered for. It is their creativity.
Oh, okay. I could kind of see that. I mean, I think we have a better chance of being creative than being rich or famous.
Correct.
Fortunate or fame. I think we're fortunate. You're fortunate to be alive. But
Yeah. Creativity. So when they said about creativity specifically, this was like opposed to their intelligence, wealth, or humanitarian efforts, which come in the next three.
Who cares about being smart or charitable?
I mean, charitable's
good
kind
at
of,
art.
I would say that's what I would like to be remembered for, though.
Is it really?
Yeah, you know, just being involved in the community and you know, bringing greater good to a greater number.
Now you make me feel bad for what I want to be remembered for.
Verified champ.
Opening people's eyes to the great world of independent wrestling.
I mean, that's I take a lot of pride. Of your legacy.
I do take a lot of pride in the helping in some way, maybe a small part of it. Although, you know, my wrestling character would make it a bigger deal and say that I'm the only reason why it's happened. I am happy to have helped bring independent wrestling to be a little bit more popular in the Pacific Northwest, you know, getting more eyes on it. People, because I always say, like, you don't have to like WWE style, but if you come to a live event, You'll enjoy it. You'll have a lot of fun because it's very immersive. You get to yell at the wrestlers. You get to have fun, especially if it's a bar show. Then you get drunk and you get to yell at people. And like usually you're being told not to do that. And in this situation, you're being encouraged to say things back. And it's just like it's the weirdest form of art. It's like theater meets sports meets action films. And that's I'm glad that I've been able to be a part of it to get some people who, and that's my favorite thing is when I meet listeners and they're like, hey, I don't even care about wrestling. I came out and I had a blast. I'll be back next month.
I would say that this falls into the 31% of Americans that say they'd like to be remembered for their creativity.
Yes, 100%.
You called it art. It is.
It is. I mean, I always argue with people. You know, some people are like, whenever someone's like, you know, it's not real. I'm like, well, are the movies that you like real? I mean, it's like such a weird thing to say, like, It's predetermined. It's not a sport. There's athletic things happening in it, but it's definitely not a sport. We know who's winning. We know who's losing. To me, I always say it's like watching an action scene from your favorite movie, but it's being done live without a net and there's no second takes.
It's just like being obsessed with a reality TV show.
100%.
Where there's, yes, it's a reality show, but are you telling me the producers aren't helping?
Oh, my favorite are whenever like someone does that. I've had that happen. I'm like, oh, so what do you like to watch on TV? And like Walking Dead. I'm like, you realize zombies aren't real. And they just look at me like, wise ass. I'm like, well, it's the same thing.
Not the same, bro.
Like, I get you don't like it. I understand that. But like to say like it doesn't matter because it's not real. I'm like, well, most things we watch aren't real.
No.
But
it's all,
whatever.
It's all a facade.
What about you, Sarah? What do you want to be remembered for?
Honestly, I want to
lie to us.
My answer is so stupid. I want to be remembered for being a good time.
I think that's a given.
Why did you say it that way, though?
How else can you say it?
The good has to have a few more O's in it. A good time.
So you're here for a good time, not a long time.
Exactly, Brad. Yeah, that's buddy. What's up. Yeah.
Sarah's full of good times.
Yeah, a little party girl, a little down for whatever. Yes. Always.
Don't you feel less of a person, though? Here, both of us are, like, our reasons are silly, and then there's Taryn over here. It's like, I just want to help the community.
I just want to...
I'm not shaming you. This is not me insulting you. This is me insulting us.
Yeah, you should be insulting us, Taryn.
And maybe all three of us. Danny, what's yours?
I want to be a good dad.
That we said that doesn't count.
Yeah, it counts. It counts for me.
No.
I'm going to say it, yes, all day long. I want to be remembered as that. So
his legacy is breaking the rules.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
That is so lame, Danny.
Thank you.
We even said, we prefaced
no,
it.
No, I know you did, and I still am going to stand by my answer.
If I were Danny, I would say emo night.
You know what? I blame you.
It's my fault.
It is your fault.
I got too sappy.
You got too, you know, good-hearted, and now he's like, well, I don't want to come up with a stupid thing as well. I'm gonna break the rules, and I'm going to say I want to be a good parent. Like,
yeah.
Of course we all want to be good parents, Danny.
Well, of course, but you got to be remembered as that.
Okay, what's tier two then?
Good hair.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
Hey, yes.
Rude.
At this point, I'm just going to troll you.
206-803-ROCK. We are asking you, Rockaholics, what do you want to be remembered for? Besides, of course, the obvious of, like Danny said, being a good dad, being a good mom, being a good family member, a good spouse. None of that. Take it to the next level and call us up. 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
What would you want to be remembered for?
Sorry.
Besides the obvious of being a good spouse or a good parent or a good family member, we don't want to hear that. We want to hear something other than that.
Unless you're Danny and you need to still make it very clear that he wants to be a good parent.
Yeah. Dad of the year.
Thank you.
Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. Nathan in Seattle, you say music and skateboarding.
How's it going, everybody?
We're doing great, Nathan. How are you, my friend?
Quite well. How's it going, Steve, Taryn? Well, you know, besides, I get to step out of the way real quick. I will remember for being there for people when they need me, my family and friends and everybody. But specifically, music and skateboarding are the things that have been important to me through my whole life.
Music as in playing music?
I will be remembered for. I've made some albums. Oh. I've brought people into skateboarding that have gotten sober or just wanted to get into things that they wanted to get back into from their childhood. It's really enriched my life and brought the understanding of it to people.
Is this our dude Nathan Reno? Is this Nathan Reno?
Number four, and I want to keep still doing that. I mean, I've kind of done everything.
Nathan.
Nathan, are you there? Can you hear us? Nathan.
I can hear you.
Oh, somebody's at the door. We got to run. Sorry.
Chrissy and Bonnie Lake, you're all about making people laugh.
I don't think you can hear us.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. How are you?
Good. So I really wanted to grow up and do what you guys are doing, but I, you know, never made it. And so I actually sell transportation. And so I just, on my daily calls, I try to make people smile and laugh and stuff. So, you know, it just, I mean, it's really simple, but it's, you got to have fun. So thank you for what you guys do. You totally rock.
Chrissy, quick question for you. We still haven't made it either, so don't feel bad about that. But what do you mean?
I went to heaven. That is the dream job. Honest to God, if I win the lotto, I would love to have a radio station and just rock, right?
Hell yeah. What do you mean by selling transportation?
So I've met you before. I work for a trucking company, and you've done some commercials for us.
Oh, right on.
So that's what I do is call on manufacturers and stuff, and we move product from point A to point B.
Very cool.
That is cool.
Thanks, Chrissy.
David in Federal Way, you're down to try anything at least once.
Huffaday from Guam, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm known. I want to be, my legacy is to, and my brand is also one-time prim, right? One-time is to try, I'm known as the one-time guy. I try it at least one time, you know what I mean? Yeah. To see if I like it or not. And then I encourage people too. This is how you find out what you like and what you don't, is to try it out at least one time in your life. You know what I mean? This is how we find our hobbies and all this and all that.
I'm tracking with you, David, because there are times where I'm like, well, it's not even so much I want to try things at least once. I'm always thinking in the back of my mind, like, will this make for a fun story one day?
Yeah.
Even if I don't want to do it, but it's like, by doing this, will it still make for a fun story? And if in the back of my head it says yes, I'm like, well, just do it. Screw it.
Yeah, and then you think about it, too, also with my brand, that one time, it's also as a remembrance. You know when you guys talk with your friends and stuff, you say, you remember that one time we tried this or we did that? So, all right, guys. That.
Thanks, David. 206-803-ROCK, what do you want to be remembered for besides, of course, the obvious things like Danny wanting to be dad of the millennium?
Oh, one texter says, Danny's reason is a valid reason. Sarah had a stupid reason.
I mean, I agree. Everything Sarah says is just dumb.
Absolutely. But she's here for a good time. That's all that matters.
You guys, she's not even in the room right now. How dare you?
That's why we're saying
her behind her back.
Yes. You know what's another one I like to be remembered for? The man who is unapologetically always a fan of a certain band, despite people giving them a hard time, that band, of course, being...
All right. Partner.
Yeah!
Keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is.
That's right. Even when it was uncool to like Limp Bizkit, I refused to stop listening to the band.
I never knew there was a time that it was uncool to like Limp Bizkit.
What are you, most of the last 15 years.
I guess I'm with you. I'm the same exact way. I always have listened to Limp Bizkit.
Everybody was like, they were like the biggest joke. And I'm like, you owned their records. You had to have owned their records at one point. You want to crap all over them all you want. I wasn't the only one buying their album. Danny and I did not buy 50 million copies of their records. Like,
no.
You know, they sold album after album after album. At some point, we all liked them.
You guys were eating chocolate starfish. You were drinking hot dog flavored water.
And we spent $3 bill, y'all, for it.
And I bought a lot of New York Yankees hats, even though I had no idea who the New York Yankees were at the time.
Yes.
Oh. I did. I wanted the red hat so bad.
See, I wasn't even that big of a...
I was.
I love Limp Bizkit, but like, it wasn't until we did one of our live days where we're like, you know what? This theme is going to be Fred Durst. And we all dressed like Fred Durst with the khakis, the t-shirt, and the red cap. That was the only time I ever owned a red baseball cap.
That was honestly one of the funniest things I've ever witnessed working at this radio station.
I thought it was a blast.
It was amazing. And the group photo...
Oh,
was
yeah.
Just, that's one we got to frame and put up somewhere.
Especially our buddy,
so
Christopher Walken. Well, he had the shirt that said, I ate Fred Durst.
Yeah, he did.
That was epic.
Because he's a bigger dude. So it was the funny thing. Like, you got to be in the middle of all this.
It was so good.
I think that's why Fred never retweeted the picture.
It's probably true.
I think he thought maybe we were mocking him. And we weren't. We were celebrating.
Clearly, we're all big Limp Bizkit fans.